Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Welcome to the good life. Good morning, Benny.
Howdy, howdy.
What's happening?
A whole lot, just hanging out, doing my thing, you know.
Doing your thing. Uh-huh. Pacific Northwest is summertime.
I know, right? We've been waiting so long, and we've had a great week so far. And yeah, I'm smiling. Good.
I look like a coffee bean.
Coffee bean.
At least that's what I was told. I've been in the sun.
Oh,
I've been cool, okay. Time, and that's what I meant.
So you're like medium roasted right now.
Medium roast, baby. I'm deep roasted.
Well, you're dark roasted. Not I
with,
mean
dark roast with dark some spice.
Whatever works. Hey, you know,
whatever. Oh, it's so good to be here. Thank you so much, Benny. Hello to the radio world. Hello to the podcast world. Hello to the YouTube world. Of course, I love all of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you are joining us live, hello. If you're joining us live on the radio, please keep your hands on the wheel and pay attention to what's going on. Look out for the kids and the dogs and the animals. And for those in the YouTube world, please, if you've got any questions, you want to post a question, a comment, please go ahead and do that. Benny, my producer, is monitoring that and would be happy to send those questions over to us as we do our radio show. So with that being said, it's new perspective, new thoughts, new ideas. It's a new you. It's just you 2.0, right? And my passion for creating this radio program and the guests that I bring on is exactly that. And how to reclaim ourselves, how to redesign at any stage of your life. You know, if you've completely lost the shiitake in your life, wonderful. It's the perfect time for you to just sit with it. I know it's really uncomfortable, but that in that uncomfortableness is where all the magic starts happening, because then you can walk through that fear, the initiation, the doubts, the judgments, all that stuff. So on the other side of all that is so much magic, and it's so much more being, all of that. And I bring all of these incredible guests to help us, to help me, and to educate me and to educate you about how to do that, how to get to us as 2.0, 2.5, 2.8, 3.0, all the points. You can have as many as you want. Just love on yourself as we do it. Speaking of love, today, as it is an inside job, the awareness practice today is about self-love. You know, I was tapping in this morning and I was thinking, well, what are we going to talk about, Source? What is it that we need to speak to? And it's about self-love and having an awareness where we are either lacking self-love or the contrast of loving ourselves and what feels good. Really lean into that and find out in your life and its lifestyle where that feels good and where it doesn't feel good. Really start having an awareness of where that self-love practice is either lacking or it is flourishing. And do more of the flourishing, of course. However, look at the lack part and see why that is not happening. But all in all, give yourself a big, huge hug, lots of love. And with that, we are going to introduce you to my guest today. I am super excited. All right. Craig Goldberg is a relaxation expert and technologist on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through the use of sound and vibration technology. He's going to have to talk about vibration acoustic therapy, in which he is a practitioner. And his work is backed by 40 plus years of research showing many benefits on the types of therapy. He is also patented and an inventor, consistently exploring new ways to use sound and vibration to help people reduce stress and anxiety, heal and transform their lives for the better. And of course, self-love, what we were just talking about. Craig is passionate about his work and truly believes in its ability to provide a path to
toward a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Hello, Greg, welcome.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, love. Welcome, welcome. I thought it was fitting. Well, Source thought it was fitting. The purple chopsticks of the world thought it was fitting about self-love. And this is a perfect self-love care process that you are doing. And, you know, of course, I did the formal bio, but let's get to know you, love. Let's get to know the why. Let's get to know you, your energy, where this all came from. And then we'll jump into the nuts and bolts of it. How's that sound?
Please. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much for having me. And good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. It's
good
one of those
morning.
Beautiful days.
It is.
Where do we start?
Well, start with your why.
Start with
who,
my why.
Who are you? I mean, you know, it's the formal bio, right, love? And
sure. All right. So I grew up on Long Island. I've come from an amazing and incredible family who I love very much and is probably listening right now. Hi, everyone.
Hi,
mom.
Family.
Hi, dad. Sister. Yep. They're all there. I have a beautiful wife and daughter who are sleeping right behind that wall right there. We might grab a glimpse of them when they awaken. At some point within the next hour or so. I think I'm a normal human being. I wrestled with my daughter at 3:30 in the morning last night. Not really wrestled, but she wanted to be awake. And everybody in the household was awake all night, pretty much. Went back to bed around 4:30 in the morning. So when it comes to using these practices, everything that I'm going to talk about today is tried and true, and it's a part of my daily lifestyle. And I love my daughter. She's three and 2 months. So sleep regression is a real thing. It's happening in my household. She was sleeping 12 hours a night and now she isn't. Let's just say that. So she comes running into our room, mom, I'm scared. Or now she's at least coming in quietly and climbing into our bed and we put her back in her bed. And anyway, that's the dance that's happening in my house for the last 3 months.
Oh, I'm sure people can resonate. I raised three. I know. Yes.
Bless your beautiful heart. Anybody who has more than one to me is like super impressive. Like to make that decision to go back in again and then again.
And again. And
right.
Again.
Yeah.
It's just Benny's like, got two twin boys.
It's like, it's the work, right? Raising kids is not
the work.
It's like, it's the perfect reflection back of you and how you operate. I can't even tell you. My parents will tell you they were listening. I wish they could dial in. Like I call my parents like once a month and I'm just like, I'm sorry.
My girls haven't gotten to that point yet.
I'm sorry. And they go, what did she do now? And I'm like, oh, temper tantrum in the middle of IKEA for 45 minutes. Couldn't move her. Couldn't do anything about it. People thought I was kidnapping my own daughter. It was awesome.
Perfect.
Right? Like you want to talk about stress and anxiety when your child starts screaming and won't stop for any, and they're just in the red.
Like, yeah. Then you can't pacify them. But I think these are really good life examples that knowing that you should have a process put in place. So you can keep your shiitake together when shiitake hits the fan.
and we'll talk about, you know, exactly what I do and how I do it. And that's really where these principles have come from. It's really where my belief and my passion in my business and what I do has come from. And unfortunately, I think Americans have a really big problem and we don't know how to relax.
Yep.
And we wear busyness as a badge of honor. And we pack our day with to-dos and happenings and whatever you don't fill your days with, these beautiful devices will go and fill every nook and cranny with as well. So,
we're speaking the same language, Craig, and then we can get into the neuroscience of it and the chemical releases and the addiction of the chemical releases that are happening. And I've had people say, what do you mean I'm addicted to the chemicals? What does that mean? I'm like, well, it is. I mean, that's why I have my phone on do not disturb most of the time. I don't want to hear the buttons. I don't want to feel the vibration.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few selected 911s that can get through.
Totally.
But otherwise I'm like, I don't.
Got to guard that attention.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. My phone is on do not disturb, or I've set up, Apple's done a really nice job of letting you set up different notification settings, if you will, I have one for sleep, for example. I have another one for undistracted work and or focused work, as they call it. And then the full-on DND as well. So
that reminds me, do I have it on D&D? I should. I do. I have it on D&D, or I usually have it on live radio. Speaking of live radio today.
Focused work for me.
Yay. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Talk to us about what Craig does, his passion and in the process. So yeah, I'm just going to let you go.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the name of our company is In Harmony Interactive, our website, I Am In Harmony. It's all about bringing the body into harmony with the world around us. Because we're often pushing static, we're often distracted. And our slogan is say goodbye to a distracted mind, say hello to a relaxed existence. And really, my focus is on teaching people, one, what happens when we're in a sympathetic nervous system response? Because I think this is really, really important. Like if you are stressed and anxious, you are by default in what's called a sympathetic nervous system response. It's associated with fight or flight, stress and anxiety. And we can dive deeper into that.
The trauma state, a lot of people, and I'm speaking from personal experience.
Look, we all have trauma,
right?
Right. We all have, traumatic experiences. We're all here living this life. Being born is traumatic for each and every one of us. You might not remember it, but I promise that amount of pressure on your head doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Right. And coming out from this warm, cushy floating womb of everything is taken care of into a cold, bright hospital room or home, worse, doesn't matter. It's still cold and there's air and oxygen and all these people and you're seeing things for the first time. Like, I promise you, it's a traumatic experience for everyone.
Yes.
Right. So we all have this trauma. My parents are listening. Like I said, I had a great childhood. I love them dearly. And I remember a few traumatic experiences. I remember a few things that I totally deserved what I got and mistakes that I made as a dumb kid doing silly things. I was a child of the 80s. Things were different.
Thank God they didn't have phones and video cameras.
Totally. Like nothing was documented, right? It's funny.
Thank you.
I was just commenting on this with my wife. I was like, I think my mom has like a shoebox somewhere with maybe 200 pictures from my childhood. Right. Like maybe family photos, gatherings, bar mitzvahs, weddings, whatever. Right. I think I have 200 pictures of my daughter from like last week.
Yep. Totally.
And the in-laws send me even more because she's at their house 3 days a week. Right. So, I mean, look, I had a great childhood and I'm on great terms with my entire family for the most part. And I still have trauma that I'm working through. I still have things that I'm working through. You still have the human condition of society melding and forming us. And that has trauma associated with it. So even the most subtle of experiences can be perceived as a traumatic experience to the brain and how we perceive things. Now, that's if you had it good. Many of us have very traumatic experiences from evil people that have done terrible things. And that gets me choked up and excited and angered all at the same time, because those are the folks that I really like to talk to. Those are the people that I like to work with. And I like to show them that you can reframe that. And there's many different tactics and techniques that you can use for that. There's many different talented therapists that you can go talk to. And there are many different ways that you can begin to reframe what that was, because what got you here, what led you here, got you here. And it's all perfect. All roads lead to now. And there is no other way that it could have gone down, because that's the way that it went down. Yep. And you can't change the past and you can't dwell on it. And you can't really worry about the future. We only have this exact moment. And your mindset, to go back to the day, the theme of the day, your mindset is what's going to pull you through this moment.
Yep.
And that's all we have. And oftentimes as humans, we get stuck in the past or we get stuck on what might be in the future. And that takes us out of the present moment. And again, to bring it back to my amazing daughter, what's more beautiful than a child that is currently in the moment, like at 3:30 in the morning when she didn't want to sleep. And
I know.
It's nighttime. We're supposed to be sleeping. I have a pot. I'm going to be live on the radio at 8 a.m. I can't.
Do you not understand this?
I just can't. And she's like, Daddy, I love you. And I'm like, I love you too. Like, Daddy, I need you. And I'm like, I need you too. Like, right. So we're all going through
a great story, a great conversation to have, right?
She gives me lots of great stories. There's no shortage of fantastic stories. It's look, this is my drive. This is my passion. And we as a society need to learn how to relax, like really relax. Laying in front of YouTube at night, I do it. It's not relaxing. Watching television, watching these shows specifically on NBC, ABC, CBS, right? All of these shows are designed specifically to trigger your nervous system. Yep. Even the shows you're smiling and laughing at are triggering your nervous system. They are captivating you. They are programming you. And the way that they do that is through your nervous system. So I was talking with my mother-in-law, who might be listening. She'll definitely listen to the recording. They like to sleep in. And we were just talking a few days ago. She's Turkish. Lots of crazy things happening in Turkey over the last few weeks. They've been glued to the television watching the news. In fact, they watch my daughter 3 days a week. And they actually said, look, she can't come over today. We need to watch the news. And we know you don't like it when we watch the news when she's in the room, right? I mean, that's right. Just what I know about sound and frequency.
Yep.
And I said, no sweat. We kept her for the day. And the next day I went to drop her off. Mom's blood pressure was up. And you know, she kind of said, like, I'm not going to watch the news anymore. And I go, that's great. You did your piece. You voted. Everything else is moot. Like, you can't, like, following it along at the depth in which you followed along isn't helping anything. I said, Mom, you got to stop watching television. She said, well, most of the time I'm watching Survivor. Survivor is triggering your nervous system into a sympathetic nervous system response. And here's what most people don't realize, because they're like, but it's Survivor, right? The music, the cliffhangers, the drama, that show and many shows like it are edited to keep you engaged. And the way that they keep you engaged is through specific chemical cascades in your nervous system.
Yep.
And this is training your nervous system to be in fight or flight. And as we're going to talk about, this is absolutely horrendous for day-to-day life, for dealing with the normalcy that is, you know, day-to-day life here in America and really anywhere in the world. If you're triggered, if you're in a sympathetic nervous system response, fight or flight, you are ill-equipped to handle the normal day-to-day trials and tribulations. You just don't have the capacity to handle it. And more importantly, you certainly don't have the capacity to go after your goals, whether that's to get pregnant or to be healthy or to, we'll talk more in the weeds on this, but I'm on a mission to teach the world and to share these concepts and then give you tools that you can use to relax day in and day out.
I love it. And that's why you're here, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. And I appreciate you having me here. I'm grateful.
I love this conversation, and it's providing real-time, real-life tools, you know, and I'm HeartMath certified, but I also know Barry Goldstein and the frequency of music is my frequency, not necessarily music, but frequency has been a huge part of my healing process. And then when I saw your equipment with the bed and the chair, I'm like, oh, Tactile Sue, are you kidding me? That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it gets you so in the moment. And spoiler alert, we'll cover what we're talking about in just a minute. But Craig, I want to circle back around and I want to encourage and engage with the audience, because we were talking about parasympathetic, sympathetic, and defining what that looks like. And I want to make sure that the audience really understands that contrast and understands that trauma state, that fight or flight, that anxiety, that anger, that thinking about the past and thinking about the future is not where you should be. Because if you're thinking about the past and thinking about the future, you're in a stress response.
Yeah.
And as simple as that, as the adjectives and the language comes out of my mouth, people are spun out and they're in the rabbit hole of that businesses.
Look, just saying the word triggered some people.
Oh, totally.
Right? Totally. They're thinking about their sister and uncle.
Yes, good.
Cousin, good. Right. Well, we're going to give you some tools. And look, I'm very fortunate in that I get to talk to a lot of people. I get to be on big stages and I get to share this message broadly. And I think it's a very important one, because it's this knowledge and awareness, this mindfulness that I can introduce that helps to bring change. Because once you realize that there's an issue, you can then change that issue. And for a lot of folks, they're going to be listening and they're going to go, that's me, right? And for folks that are walking around stressed and anxious from the moment you wake up because of an email or a text message that you read on any of these amazing devices that are never further than an arm's reach, or a situation, construction on your drive, daughter keeping you awake. Like, my daughter triggers my wife. it's the most magical thing I've ever seen, because I see my daughter trying to control my wife, and I see my wife trying to control my daughter. Don't do that. Do this, go there. Right. And they don't, and my wife doesn't see it. And my daughter brings my wife into the red. And then of course I come in and right, like, we balance each other and it's all good. But like, it's this power struggle. And if it's not with a sibling or a daughter or a parent, or right, it's in another relationship that we have. I can't believe my sister is doing that thing again. I can't believe my best friend is still with that guy or that girl, or, you know, why can't they see this? And these interpersonal relationships and these experiences that we have, again, trigger the nervous system response that is designed to save our lives. It's designed to, that fight or flight is designed to do very specific things that we haven't caught up with in our graduation and growth, if you will, in our evolution, if you will, from when this fight or flight response first developed, which was thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years ago. We'll leave that to the... We'll leave that to the folks that need to debate that stuff, right? But this is part of, it's triggered by a reptilian part of the brain, and it's involuntary. So your nervous system begins to evaluate the world around you. It's constantly evaluating, okay? Your nervous system is processing something like, through your subconscious mind, 4 billion inputs per second. Let that settle in. 4 billion inputs per second is what your unconscious mind is evaluating. Okay,
so these are the, take a deep breath.
Like, for real, right? But look, but inside, in between your two ears is a supercomputer that can handle that. Okay, yep. This is how magical and mystical the human brain really is. Okay, your conscious mind can handle 4 bits of information per second. Okay, so there's parts of your brain that are weeding out.
Huge difference.
It's a huge difference. There's parts of your brain that are weeding out all the stuff that's not important. Okay. Right now, every mechanoreceptor in your skin, which is sensing pressure, is sending signals to your brain, but you don't feel your clothing. Okay. Until I say, feel your clothing. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, cool. I feel my clothing. And that's because I said it, your ears heard it, your brain processed it. And all of a sudden your brain let through the mechanoreceptors in your skin that are now showcasing your clothing, basically. Okay. So your brain is constantly evolving everything around you. And okay, let's check our Wi-Fi signals.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, you're crackling up really bad. Hey, audience, we've got some internet issues. I don't know if it's me or for all of those. We're going to continue this conversation with it is. And as we dive deeper into this conversation, folks, I want you to ask yourself, where you are, you know, it's similar to the conversation I was talking about self-love at the top of the hour. As Craig and I are having a conversation, really have a heightened awareness, take some deep breaths, have a heightened awareness of where you are in that fight or flight, have an awareness of where you are in the past or in the future, and then really lean into that and go, okay, does that really truly fit me? Does that feel right? Am I sick? What, you know, really lean into that and have an awareness, because Craig's going to give us some really great tools and processes to help with all of that. So if you want more energy, more vitality, more sex, more love, more juiciness in life, that I like to say, then you're going to want to continue this conversation with us. We will be right back to the radio world. For those of us joining us on YouTube, please go over to YouTube, and we're going to noodle around for about 3 more minutes, and we'll talk to you later.
Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. 15 years in radio, solid reputation, creating a conscious collaboration with an aligned message. If you would like to be represented with a high integrity, let's have a conversation about sponsorship. Let's get your name and your product out to the masses. Email me at sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Hey everyone, Sue Lundquist here with Clarity with Sue, and that's claritywithsue.com. I am talking to you about going from checked out to tapped in. Set your team up and apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find its purpose. I'm going to talk about morale, three phases of transformation, those little nicks in the wire, your beliefs, and really getting present so you have the resilience so you can engage and you can have intentional living. This provides the purpose your team is desiring. Let's get you tapped in and on a unified front with appreciation and building an aligned team and its morale. Simply email me, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
We are live there, Sue.
Oh, we are live. Okay.
You guys are so into your conversation. I was waiting for it just blends into it, doesn't it?
We're just having a blast over here.
Right.
And we're like, is the world going around? Talk about awareness.
Brilliant, Craig. Welcome back, audience. Welcome back, Radio World. Sue here. Welcome. We were really diving in on YouTube, so bear with us here. Welcome back, Radio World. Hello, everybody joining us on YouTube. We love you, Radio World, Podcast World, YouTube World. Thank you so much. So during the break, the commercial break, we were talking to Craig about having that awareness, that heightened awareness. Do you want to continue that conversation?
Sure. So I kind of said that, you know, let's get a little weird. we are moving through life super fast and busy. And like I said, if you took a look at my calendar, it would make most people faint. Okay. I share a calendar with my wife of all the things that are happening at the house and all the things I need to know about that's on her calendar. And then I have my work calendar in harmony and blah, 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 blah. When we slow down and we broaden our awareness, look, first of all, when you're in public, situational awareness is like, I have a three-year-old. Let me tell you how frightened I am that some maniac is going to come and swoop her up. Okay. So I make sure I'm not on my device when I'm out in public with my daughter so that I have that awareness. And I recommend everybody does that too. Situational awareness is key. That broadens your awareness. I believe, and without getting religious or too spiritual, I believe that the universe sends us messages through that awareness. And in the things that we hear, I can't even tell you the coincidences that must be in order for me to hear my angel speaking through the things that I pick up when I'm in public, when I'm out and about, or the signs that my eye gazes towards and reads, or the messages that I read. I could be walking past a billboard that has 50 words on it, and the three words that I catch with the corner of my eye are the three words that relate to something that I was thinking and a message that I needed an answer to. And that's where my guidance comes from. So a lot of folks don't believe their angels are with them all day, every day. And I'm here to tell you that it's in that awareness that your angels will be found.
Yep.
And I know that might be getting a little.
Craig, I don't know. I call it purple chopsticks, and the audience knows that. If you want to believe in purple chopsticks, if you want to believe in your angels, if you want to believe in the word source or G-O-D, and that's what gives you that love and that awareness and opens your heart, my God, do that. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
That's right. Do it. So okay, it's in slowing down, and it's in that awareness that allows you to be mindful and see the messages that you need to see, regardless of what your beliefs are. I truly believe that that's the case.
I absolutely agree with you, 110%. And even if you look at prayer across the board, universal, what are you doing? You're getting quiet. You're
focusing. It's a form of meditation.
It's a form of meditation.
Prayer is meditation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So it's across the board, and it's you coming into that awareness, and then we could bring in community and all that, but that's not where we're going with this conversation. Mm-hmm. Craig, we're going to talk about harmony. We're going to talk about how we can get back into homeostasis.
Yeah.
Why is that important?
Well, so look, when you're in fight or flight, you're ill-equipped to handle the day-to-day trials and tribulations. I mentioned this in the first half. Let's talk specifically. So if you are stressed and anxious, you are by default in that triggered sympathetic nervous system response, right? That's your nervous system. We started talking about 4 billion inputs that your nervous system is constantly evaluating the world around you. When it notices a threat, whether that's a physical threat, an emotional threat, a mental threat, when it notices a threat, it begins to trigger fight or flight. It begins to prepare you to save your life because it is threatened. Okay. And this can be an email from your boss on a Friday morning, letting you know that your division is being closed down. Your financial livelihood is being threatened. This can be a text message from a friend or a girlfriend or significant other saying that they'd like to slow things down, right? There's lots of different things that are actually life-threatening, but don't necessitate the same response, the physical response, because your brain interprets all of it as a physical response, and it does the same thing in all situations to protect you. And these things are really, really important. So I just want to dive into them really quickly. The first thing is it releases cortisol and adrenaline into your bloodstream. The cortisol makes you hyper-present on whatever that issue is that's point blank. The adrenaline diverts energy from maintenance processes in the body, like digestion, immunity, reproduction, and it shifts that energy, rational thinking, and it shifts that energy to the major muscle groups of the body. Okay, so think of this. You have an emotional, stressful situation, and your body is doing the same thing. You have a mentally stressful situation, and your body is doing the same thing versus a physical, right? I'm here in Vegas. I grew up in Manhattan. I grew up on Long Island. If I'm walking on the strip late at night, and all of a sudden I see somebody in the shadows, and they're getting closer and closer, that spidey sense that goes off, that's your sympathetic nervous system response, okay? Mm-hmm. And these same things are starting to happen. Cortisol and adrenaline begin to fill my blood. That diverts energy from maintenance tasks into the major muscle groups of the body so that I can defend myself or run, right? But what also happens with that adrenaline and cortisol is four things that leave you incapacitated to handle day-to-day life. First, it turns off rational thinking. You're making decisions, but you're not being rational, okay? Because it's fight or flight. The brain is a very expensive, energetic being. And if you're not making rational decisions, it's using less energy. More energy can go to the major muscle groups of the body. Turns off your immune system. I don't have to fight viruses. I don't have to fight bacteria. I need to save this body's life. Mm-hmm. Turns off digestion. Doesn't matter how clean, how organic, how amazing the supplement is, how pure, how, you know, straight from the earth, that doesn't matter. If you're stressed, you're not digesting your food. Your brain literally turns off digestion. And most importantly, I think, especially in this world, because I know so many people that are trying to get pregnant, your brain, when you're in fight or flight, turns off your reproductive ability. Mm. So think of all the miscarriages. Think of all the issues that we're having with reproduction. One of the reasons could be stress and anxiety. When you are stressed and anxious, you are ill-equipped to handle the day-to-day trials and tribulations because reproduction's turned off, immunity's turned off, digestion's turned off, rational thinking's turned off, cortisol and adrenaline are flowing through your body. Most of us, myself included, okay, this is where it goes back to that bio and you asked me to introduce myself. I selfishly started a company because I was stressed out and I was looking for answers. And that stress and anxiety 2 weeks ago was one of the most stressful days of my life. Yesterday, I had a lot of stress too. And now I have the tools to help dissipate that stress, recognize that stress, and understand what's happening when I'm in that stressed and anxious mind. Many of you are walking around stressed and anxious from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed, day after day, week after week, month after month. That is creating the stage for dis-ease for the reasons that I just shared. Your immune system's not on, rational thinking's not on, your digestive system's not on. You do that enough times in a row, days in a row, and you're not getting the nutrition you need. You're not fighting off viruses and bacteria the way that you're supposed to. Your body begins to drift into a state of dis-ease.
And that's your body giving you a message, folks. Remember that.
A big message. Look,
big message.
Six of the 10 reasons for all-cause mortality of Americans. Okay. Six out of the 10 reasons Americans die is underwritten in stress and anxiety, meaning you release and relieve the stress and the anxiety, and those six causes of death go away. This is a big problem that nobody's talking about. I mean, people are talking about it, but this is a very important conversation. And it's why I get so passionate when I start to talk about this, because yeah. We need to recognize when we're stressed and anxious, and we need to do something about it in that moment.
Yes. Instead of the avoidance and the workaholism. And
or just going, I got this and I'm going to push through.
Yes.
It. Right. Because yes. That's easy. It's easy yes. for us to be like, I've been here before.
I wear a badge of honor. I don't have the luxury of calming down. I don't have the luxury. Right. I've heard that. I'm like, well, it's your choice. there's a little sarcasm in there because I got frustrated with the individual that was saying it. And I'm like, you've got to love on your body, right?
Yeah. Look, Sue, but you've said that to yourself before.
Oh, totally.
Right.
And that's why it triggers me too, right? Yeah. I'm like, totally. Well, yep.
I've been in situations where I'm like, cool, this week is going to be rough and I'm going to get through it. And it's just going to be what it's going to be. I said it just last week. I was at a conference and a trade show, and it's like, conference week. I was there for a week, 5 days of nighttime events, morning events, lack of sleep, entertaining, doing all the things, traveling. I drove 12 hours to Denver from Las Vegas to and from.
Oh, I saw that video. Yes. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. But I drove through the night on the way home, and that wreaks havoc on my nervous system. I slept in the passenger seat of my truck on the side of the highway 3 times.
Oof.
It wears on you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I got back here and I've got my daughter and my wife and life and things to do. And
yeah, you know, I understand.
Right.
And then you're here shining the light on international radio. Sweetheart.
I love it. Look, this is what drives me. It's this lesson, right? So now all of a sudden you recognize the elevated heart rate. You recognize the shortness of breath. You recognize that you are indeed in a stressful situation for whatever the external stimuli is or internal. We get stressed and anxious because of what happens between these two ears.
Yes.
Which is designed also to save our lives.
Yes.
Existential threats that aren't necessarily threats, but we make them way bigger threats than they actually are. There's a freeze frame and a photo right now of me touching my head that's going to go in the promotion, right? Like, look, we all have this negative self-talk. We all have this voice inside our head. I had a speaking engagement here in Vegas at Radiance Festival last Saturday, and I did. We talked about the science of mindfulness. We talked about this correlation of data, which we can get into if we have time, or I can come back. And I kind of said, we all have this voice inside our head, and it sounds like your voice, because your voice sounded like my voice, it would be really weird. But we all have, right, that voice, and it sounds just like ourselves. That's like, do it, don't do it. What's that? Oh no, look at that. Check that out. Be aware of that. Look at that thing that's coming flying. And really important that we take time to relax, to slow down, to take a deep breath, and to allow ourselves an opportunity to focus and think clearly about what's happening around us. And in those moments of quietness and stillness, that's when we find our clarity. To use the clarity with Sue, that's when we find our clarity. It's not in the chaos. I know some of us think we're trained to find clarity in the chaos, and you might be. It's a muscle. And if you spend enough time stressed and anxious, you get comfortable stressed and anxious. Those biological things are still happening that I talked about just a few moments ago. Yep. And you need to be cognizant and aware of that.
Yep.
It's when we're calm and relaxed in that parasympathetic rest and digest state that the magic actually happens. And I can teach you, and many people can teach you, you can teach yourself how to stay cool, calm, and collected in the chaos where other people around you are stressed and anxious. Believe it or not, I remain calm and relaxed most of the time. Most of the time. I'm still working on it just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But most people will tell me, wow, Craig, you are so calm and collected. How is that? And I go, well, I practice.
You have to have a practice in place before. Yeah. Your norm is not that chaos, audience. Make sure you, and again, Craig, we were talking, I think it was either the beginning of the hour, whatever. We were talking about having that heightened awareness of where you are at in your body. Where are you at in your awareness? Are you thinking of the past? Are you thinking of the future? Yeah. Are you in a parasympathetic, sympathetic? Are you reactive? And having that conversation, having that awareness, and getting really clear with yourself, clarity with Sue. But it, everything that I have talked and taught about, it's the number one thing is awareness. We've been talking a ton about what is happening with the body, and what we don't want our body to be in. I mean, if we want success in our life, however you define that, if you want abundance, if you want love, if you want sex, you want the juiciness in life.
Get it.
You have to be in a state of awareness. You have to be in harmony. Boom, boom, boom.
It's really a brilliant name. My daughter's name is Harmony. Did not name my company after my daughter or my daughter after the company. It's a totally different story.
Okay. Well, we can do that another time. Let's talk about the tips and tools, because I want to make sure we're about 10 minutes.
Hopefully. All right. So first things first, the breath controls the mind. The mind controls the body. So be aware of your body and.
Audience in the radio world, we have a little guest, Harmony.
It's outside. Say hi. Say hi. You're live on the radio.
Harmony, hi.
Okay, go outside. It's right there on the counter.
So live radio world, we are talking to Craig with in Harmony, and his daughter just came into the frame, and he's saying good morning loves. So we were talking about Harmony and the breath, you were giving some tips and tools.
Yes. Okay. So when you're in that awareness, when you're feeling what you're feeling, when you're she's coming back in again. My wife is still sleeping. So this is what goes on.
Yep.
Yes.
So Radio World, we are talking to Craig, and let me give you his website and the name of the company. You can actually go to In Harmony. Is it In Harmony Interactive or just inharmony.com? In Harmony. You muted, sweetheart. I can't hear you. Okay.
I am inharmony.com.
There we go.
That I am statement, right? We talk about being the two most powerful words in the English language. I am, because whatever comes after it, you are. I think I said that on the break.
There it is. I am harmony.com. So we're talking to Craig Goldberg, let me rephrase that. Craig
live on the radio.
Goldberg. There you are. You're there. Okay.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm just trying to negotiate with the three-year-old who doesn't understand what live on the radio means.
I understand. Okay. We were talking about tips and tools, right? And the breath work.
The breath controls the mind, the mind controls the body. So simply having that awareness of that stress and anxiety response, you heard me do it. And not only that, but go back and rewind, hear my voice after compared to before. Yeah. I get all worked up talking about what's happening in the world. And I go, and all of a sudden I feel calmer and more relaxed. So first things first, we all have our breath. It's free. It's yours. You control it. The breath controls the mind. The mind controls the body. Use it, leverage it, take a deep breath. Most of us aren't doing that long enough. One of the reasons why nicotine and cigarettes are so addictive is because you light up that cigarette and what do? You
nice, take that big, first fat, deep breath
and you hold it and then you exhale. Okay. It has nothing to do with the nicotine. That's far less addictive than we think it actually is. It all comes down to breath work and breathing. Not only that, but most of the time when you smoke a cigarette, you are outside with the sun shining on your skin. There's just so many aspects of that practice that are actually really good for you and that outweighs a lot of the bad things that are happening for you. That's a different conversation. The breath. You control your breath and you have access to it at all times. For many of us, we need more. I know we've only got 5 minutes left. And this is where sound and vibration begin to come into play. Okay. And for me, sound and vibration is everything. Because when you need more oomph, when you need to understand how you can control the body from an external stimuli, sound and vibration is that answer. Light is also exceptionally powerful and fits into a similar conversation, but that's not my business. I chose to focus on sound and vibration. We have a record label called In Harmony Media. You can search us on Spotify. You can search us on YouTube, In Harmony Interactive, In Harmony Media. And you will find free tracks that you can listen to on both YouTube and on Spotify. These are frequency tracks that are designed specifically to calm and relax your nervous system. We have an incredible director of content creation. His name is Anthony Weiss. He is a 24-year musician. He makes digital music. He is an incredible sound therapist and healer with his music. I can't even tell you enough fantastic things. We have music focused on solfeggio frequencies. And then we also have an app. And we have an app which you can download, In Harmony Interactive. It's $8 a month. We're constantly putting new music into our app. And our app by itself is a great place to start. Our app by itself with just a pair of AirPods or regular headphones, a Bluetooth speaker projecting the sound on you, your car stereo, not while you're driving, your home stereo system. These are great places to just bathe in the sound and lose yourself in the music. And then, of course, we make furniture that that takes that to a whole new level. And that's, you know, look, that's the main show. It's where we started. We've been making vibroacoustic therapy, or VAT, V-A-T, is the specific study of frequency on your physiology. So how do specific frequencies impact your neurology, your anatomy, your physical body? And there is a science here. It goes back just over 40 years. It was coined in the late 1970s by a gentleman by the name of Olav Skill. I am trained through his lineage. We have a network of, gosh, I don't even know at this point, 3,500, 3,800 or so users of our technology. We have an affiliate network that's global. We have a user group on Telegram that is also global. And we're all focused on studying sound and frequency and how it impacts your physiology. And your body, mind, and spirit knows exactly what to do when it feels these vibrations. Whether it's through a headphone, or it's through a Bluetooth speaker, or it's through our technology, the brain, the mind, body, and spirit is guided into a relaxed state. Mm-hmm. So again, this becomes that external trigger, I'm going to get on my sound lounge. External trigger, I'm going to get on my meditation cushion. And you're going to train that muscle, just like you do in the gym. And then all of a sudden, that external stigma comes out. And now, separate of everything, without the app, without the music, without the tech, without any of it, you go, wait a minute, I'm stressed and anxious. I start to feel my heartbeat start to rise. And you go, take that deep breath, and you're immediately brought back into parasympathetic. You can actually keep off that sympathetic nervous system response through your awareness. And that to me is the magic. That to me is keeping you out of stressed and anxious means that you still have your rational thinking. It means you still have digestion. It means you still have your immune system. It means you still have your reproductive organs to do what you need to do in that moment. And it means you're handling that situation with care, admiration, compassion, empathy, sympathy, all of the things that, in my opinion, make you a better human, more equipped to handle the day to day.
Right.
And to charge forward and to get those goals, because stressful situations are around every corner in life. And if you let it, it can consume you. And I'm here to teach you how not to consume it.
Yes. Thank you, Craig. And it can also, your BODY is going to wear down your body. This form that you have come to earth with will wear down, guys. We can have a whole medical conversation, a whole psychological conversation, but the body, and the reason I'm putting a pin in the body is because your body, you were saying this earlier, Craig, your body is giving you messages, huge messages. Yes. It could be inflammation. It could be exhaustion. It could be adrenal fatigue. Or you can't get pregnant, or, you know, there's all kinds of body messages that are happening. So really, again, like Craig and I have been talking about, really have that body awareness, that mindfulness of what's happening in your life. And then that contrast, guys, the contrast, it's just a learning experience. What is and what isn't working.
Yeah.
It's all wisdom.
That's it. These symptoms of dis-ease that we are presented with are signs from your body that are telling you something. It's a message from your body telling you something. Look, my body was really sore yesterday. Yesterday was Monday. I drove back Saturday night into Sunday. I was sore from sitting in the car.
Yep.
My body was like, Craig, you didn't do enough to stretch. You haven't taken care of me. I finally got a good night's rest in my amazing bed. But that's a signal from the body saying, look, stretch, relax, get on the sound lounge, get on my infrared tech, turn on my red light therapy, which I keep next to my bed, right? Yeah. All of these things that I do to gain biohack, to give myself an edge, to help my body heal faster, to help my body get back into balance, to get it back to ground zero so that I can charge forward. Rest and relaxation is key. Your downtime is as important as your uptime. I promise you.
So why not get one of your beds, one of your cushions, right? Hey, come on, let's just whammy it.
I mean,
I
can't say enough good things. Look, we have a really low return rate, like less than 0.5%. Okay, folks love our technology. It feels amazing. And it helps to do just that, to transmit sound and frequency directly to your body. And I think that's the biggest in the biohacking world. Everybody wants to talk about uncomfortability and like cold plunge and cold therapy. Nobody likes the cold. Even the people who tell you they like the cold don't like the cold. It's fine. It's okay. I'm one of those people. I don't like the cold. Nobody likes the cold. I like going into cold environments.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I like going into cold environments when I'm wearing, you know, the warm clothing, but like nobody likes shivering and being cold. I get the mentality. I understand it.
Yeah.
Vibroacoustic therapy though, to contrast that, feels amazing. It's comfortable. It's relaxing. It just, your body melts deeper and deeper into waves of relaxation come over your body. You know how you start and you're tense and then all of a sudden you just feel that neck muscle relax a little bit. Vibroacoustic therapy sends messages to every muscle in your body, telling it to relax, overriding your nervous system. In that case, it helps with circulation. It helps with detoxification, opening up the detox pathways and increasing lymphatic drainage. There's so many benefits to what we do when you make sound and vibration full body. And this is the magic of what we do.
And that is the magic. All right, we got a minute. I got to round up the show. Wow. Mr.
You.
Craig, thank you. I think we could keep, well, not think. I know we
I want to come
talking.
Back again. Let's
then
do it again.
Come back. Yeah. We'll make it happen. Absolutely. You are so welcome. Absolutely. Folks, if you've missed the show, well, stinkers, go back and listen to it on YouTube. You can see us on YouTube, of course, SoundCloud, iTunes, the podcast world. I recommend YouTube so you can see us, feel us, the energy and all the juiciness that I call it. If you want to get more information with Craig and what they are doing with getting your body, your mind, your soul, all the little cells in your body in homeostasis and calm and healing, and they're dancing little body cells, all of it, all those cells are dancing. They want this health. You can go to iaminharmony.com. I'll make sure all that information is listed. Benny's got it right there on YouTube for you. With that, Craig, hang on just a minute. And to the radio world, to the YouTube world, to all the iPods and the iTunes of the world, thank you so much. And remember, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world. It's time.